Welcome to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you. Glad to be your hosts here for the next 5 minutes to maybe brighten your day a little bit on your local radio station. And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to spend your next vacation time in Cherry County, Nebraska. The Quiet Trail International designation, which is the first in the Northern Hemisphere, only the second in the world. So check that out online. How about coming up in June, river races on the Niobrara River, Merritt Reservoir, home of the Nebraska Star Party, and much, much more. Find out more about visiting Valentine in Cherry County at visitvalentine.org.
And you can visit online for Tri-State Livestock News. You can get the latest stories, sales reports, updates, and that's exactly where you go to subscribe. Get local, national, international livestock industry news, livestock auction reports, award-winning columnists, classified special interest sections, and so much more. It's all available at Tri-State Livestock News, either in print or added features online.
So how many stories have you heard about farmers, speeding, and state troopers?
A lot.
Well, there's been a few around.
Yeah, a few.
So you may have heard this one before, but I'm going to share it with you today.
Okay.
After pulling a farmer over for speeding, a state trooper started to lecture him about his speed, pompously implying that the farmer didn't know any better and trying to make him feel as uncomfortable as possible. He finally started writing out the ticket, but had to keep swatting at some flies that were buzzing around his head. The farmer said, "Having some problems with circle flies there, are you?" The trooper paused to take another swat and said, "Well, yes. In fact, what they are, I've never heard of circle flies." The farmer was pleased to enlighten the cop. "Circle flies are common on farms. They're called circle flies because you almost always find them circling the back end of a horse." The trooper continues writing for a moment, then pauses and says, "Hey, are you trying to call me a horse's behind?" "Oh, no, officer," the farmer replies. "I have too much respect for law enforcement and police officers for that." "That's a good thing," the officer says rudely, then goes back to writing the ticket. After a long pause, the farmer added, "Hard to fool them flies, though." suppose he got the ticket?
I think that he probably did, and probably he deserved it, I'm guessing.
What do you have to share today?
Well, I have another wretched writer's story.
Okay.
Yeah, this is, I think everybody will agree, it's a groaner. They had but one last remaining night together, so they embraced each other as tightly as that two-flavor entwined string cheese that is orange and yellowish-white, the orange probably being a bland cheddar, and the white, mozzarella, although it could possibly be provolone or just American, as it really doesn't taste distinctly dissimilar from the orange, yet they would have you believe it does by coloring it differently.
That's just dumb.
Marion Sims actually wrote that, and I think it's very funny.
Do you have one you can bail us out on that one?
Well, here I've got a lifespan development.
Okay.
1 minute you're young and fun.
Okay.
The next minute you're turning down the radio on the car so you can see better.
Oh, so you can see better.
Yeah, that didn't help much,
that's
did it?
One of the sign of the times,
yep,
right?
That's right. And on a serious note, a well-known motivational speaker once said, "No one knows enough to be a pessimist." He also quoted statistics showing that a very high percentage of the things we worry about, either A, things that never happen, or B, things over which we have no control anyway. His point, not only do we not have enough information to justify our worries, we also are virtually unable to alter the outcome of most situations. Our worst fears are generally of the unknown, you know, not enough information. Our imagination runs wild, conjuring up worst case scenarios. We become fearful, anxious, and even overwhelmed, yet the source of our fear is non-existent, except in our minds. Think you can, think you can't, either way, you're right. As a man thinketh, so is he. And argue for your limitations, and sure enough, they're yours. In other words, by your thoughts alone, you control the outcome. Although there exists many risks in our peace of mind during this uncertain time, we still have the ability to pursue our very best hopes and dreams. We may find that their achievement requires more effort than usual. Doubt may creep in. Nevertheless, as you have heard many times, it's all in your head.
Well, if you have something to share on The Good Stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. We'd love to take a look at it. You keep listening to The Good Stuff.